Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
A divorce, maybe?
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Sometimes corporate marriages just don't work. Today, the board of directors of Altria Group will ponder that possibility. Altria is the parent company of Kraft Foods and cigarette maker Philip Morris. There's a growing feeling among shareholders that the two companies should be separated. Janet Babin tells us why.
Kraft's cream cheese may go well on its Ritz crackers, but many investors don't think the company goes well with its corporate sibling, Philip Morris. They say the threat of more tobacco lawsuits makes Kraft stock unattractive to other potential investors. Greg Warren is an analyst with market research firm Morningstar.
As long as Kraft is part of that conglomeration, any sort of tobacco litigation issues or tobacco settlements that have to be paid out are going to impact the firm as a whole.
Philip Morris spends several billion dollars each year paying off a major tobacco settlement with the federal government, and Altria spends an additional $500 million on other tobacco litigation. While Warren says a breakup is part of Altria's game plan, he doesn't expect it to come today. He says if Kraft were to spin off now, Altria could be accused of purposely moving assets to Kraft to keep them out of any new tobacco settlement. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Some strong medicine for Shearing Plough. The pharmaceutical company agreed yesterday to plead guilty to conspiracy charges. It also said it would pay $435 million in criminal and civil fines. Since 2001, Shearing Plough has been investigated for overcharging Medicaid for drugs. The company is also suspected of marketing several medicines for uses not approved by the Food and Drug Administration. A public hearing opens in Britain today to decide who will run UK's first Las Vegas-style super casino. Controversial U.S. billionaire Philip Anschutz is the frontrunner. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The British government is offering licenses for one super casino with unlimited slot machine jackpots, as well as 16 more restricted licenses. The process is mired in controversy. Even before the hearings begin, Philip Anschutz looks set to win the super casino. Opposition spokesman Hugo Swire says the government's unfairly favoured the US businessman.
The Deputy Prime Minister, the second most powerful political figure in the land, gave one of the potential bidders, Mr. Anschutz, access to him over seven times and hasn't afforded that same level of access to other potential bidders.
The government denies press reports that it secretly promised Anschutz the super casino license if he bought the Millennium Dome, an ill-fated structure built by the government which turned into a huge financial and political liability. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Hybrids can save you money while you drive. You're not using much gas. But apparently, they can save you money while they're parked, at least if you park in Ferndale, Michigan. That city council has voted to allow hybrids and other high-mileage cars to park for free at downtown parking meters. Low oil prices and minutes from the last Fed board meeting caused the Dow to rise yesterday. The Dow was up 17 points to 11,369. The NASDAQ rose 11 points to 2172, and the S&P eased up just 2 points at 1305. In Tokyo this morning, the Nikkei slipped 18 points. This is Marketplace. About 12% of Americans live below the poverty line, so a lot of parents are tag-teaming. That means dad works days, then watches the kids while mom punches the clock on the graveyard shift. From the Work and Family Desk, Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Economist Heather Boucher of the Center for Economic and Policy Research coined the tag team term. She says the number of tag teaming parents is on the rise. Their expenses have gone up faster than their paychecks, and they can't afford daycare. Washington, D.C. restaurant workers Jerry and Fatima Jabri started tag teaming more than a year ago. Jerry Jabri says they have no choice.
It's too expensive to live. You cannot clap with one hand. You have to clap with two hands.
Some economists say parents tag team because they want to watch their kids themselves, not because they can't afford daycare. But economist Boucher says if that were true, high-income couples would also be playing tag, and they're not. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, partnering with physicians, patients, and diabetes educators to provide better glucose control for long-term diabetes management. Information available at Medtronic.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. When we think of the damage caused by Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans comes to mind. But the state of Mississippi was hard hit as well. A 30-foot storm surge practically wiped the town of Waveland, Mississippi off the map. For days, a ragtag group of 150 survivors lived on the dry second floor of the Coast Inn and Suites in Waveland. Last year, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch described their harrowing experience. Now he revisits the hotel to see how its reconstruction is going.
When I first met Bill Lady, the owner of the Coast Inn and Suites, he had just hit a new low.
Well, I'll tell you what, I never, ever thought I would be as destitute as I am right now. Now, all of a sudden, we're pushing grocery carts and we're exactly the same as everybody else, and it humbles you a little bit.
Lady had lost two homes, his car wash, and the bottom floor of his hotel to Katrina. 150 strangers were living on the hotel's second floor, free of charge. As the days passed, TVs and mattresses went missing. But then things seemed to turn around for Bill Lady. Within a week of the storm, he hired a company out of Texas to gut and rebuild the property in exchange for his insurance proceeds. Rooms that had been soaked to the ceiling were soon stripped to the frame.
Just what they've done in 10 days is amazing. It still isn't exciting to look at and certainly doesn't smell very good, but you know, after they do the real cleaning and start rebuilding, it's going to be exciting, sure. Anytime you see a positive change and some new business ideas, it gets your blood flowing.
Lady was told he could reopen by Christmas. His brother Jim even planned to open a pizzeria in the remodeled front building. But then Lady's insurance company refused to pay for damage caused by storm surge. Soon the contractor stopped answering his calls.
He pulled out. He made a lot of false promises. He did not live up to his agreement. So I was left at square one once again, and there was nothing I could really do until I settled with the insurance, and it just took 10 months.
Insurance eventually paid Lady $1.5 million. It would have taken three times as much to fully rebuild his hotel. So Lady took another route.
It was something to see it being torn down because they really struggled. There was more steel and concrete than I've ever seen.
Lady tore out the front office, the pool, and the southern wing of the building. He left 75 rooms standing and plans to operate a no-frills, blue-collar hotel.
I just decided there's so many workers that need rooms that the direction I needed to go was to fill this hotel with working people.
Lady changed the name of his hotel from the Coast Inn and Suites to the Coast Inn. The hotel still needs lots of work. Its roof isn't finished, there are jagged holes in the front wall, and most of the rooms are bare. But earlier this month, with little fanfare, Bill Lady strung up a cheap plastic sign where the hotel placard had been. It simply read, "Now Open." His first guests were the guys fixing his roof. From Waveland, Mississippi, I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
We're podcasting. Check out our website at marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
A new way to increase farm yield.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.